This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His support in all our matters. We send peace, blessings and salutations upon the last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of this Jummah Khutbah is sincerity in deeds. Subhanallah, sincerity is such a powerful thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, that they were not commanded but to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be sincere in religion. Sincerity means you do things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your priority is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You focus on ensuring that you do things for the sake of Allah, you say things for the sake of Allah, you think about the things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is ikhlas, my brothers and sisters. And it is such a powerful thing that subhanallah, sincerity brings peace, sincerity brings progress, sincerity brings prosperity, sincerity actually brings purity in our lives. This is the reason, my brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that our deeds, for it to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it must have sincerity. So if we ensure that in our lives we bring sincerity in place, then you will see there is a huge transformation in your lives, subhanallah. And it is also important to have sincerity, you know, in all our affairs, in all our relationships. So for example, if you are a parent, you must be sincere in doing tarbiyah with your children. If you are a husband, you must be sincere towards your wife and fulfill the rights. If you're a wife, you must be sincere and fulfill your obligations towards your husband. Likewise, you must ensure that sincerity must also be integrated in our professional life. So if you're a doctor, you must be sincere to your patients. If you're an engineer, you must be really sincere. If you are into professional life, you must be sincere in the things what you're supposed to do. So sincerity is purity, and purity is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Allah Almighty, He loves those who are mukhlisin, who are sincere slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Almighty to help us develop sincerity in our lives so that we can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that He is pleased with. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. We ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. We ask Allah Almighty to make us among those who will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the highest levels of Jannah, witnessing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'awana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.